You're listening to a Big Finish production.
A city is always strange at night. Cardiff, even more so.
Don't you agree?
What's going on?
Oh, you are awake, aren't you? I knew you wouldn't be affected, but I might have caught you napping. Or watching ITV.
But I was just... And now I'm... These people, are they...
Sleeping. Only sleeping. It happened very quickly.
So everyone's... I don't understand. And that thing in the sky...
That little thing? Oh, it's just slipped through the rift for a cheeky nibble. You'll hardly notice it's here.
Pretty hard to miss. What is it?
The night sun.
Beautiful.
And harmless. It's just come to feed off our dreams for a night. Tonight, Orr, you must watch over the city while it sleeps. Keep it safe.
Best of luck.
Dreaming.
We're both dreaming.
Is he... Are you...
Honey, I'm home. I must be dreaming too. Well, some awful nightmare, because it can't be real.
None of this is real.
Isn't it?
I can explain.
Colin, he's not there. Colchester is dead.
I'm dead, am I?
I can't... I don't understand.
Oh, the night air's changed somehow. Something's happened to the sun. I wonder...
Oh, God! Jack, are you okay?
No, of course he is. Stop changing the subject. What about me?
Yeah, I'm... Ah, just the glare off the... That thing there in the sky.
What is it? The sun set a moment ago.
I don't know. But this apparition, you're connected to it, aren't you?
Apparition?
Tell me, Colchester. I normally have a gut feeling about how bad things are going to get, but you don't seem malevolent.
I can do malevolent. Right now, I am bloody furious.
It just happened. Actually, wait, stop. I'm not apologizing to you. How dare you do this? How dare you look like him?
Bibi, was Harkness serious? You really think I'm dead?
I know it. My husband, I mourned him.
And how long ago was this?
Well, weeks.
Moved on quickly.
We... Stop being him!
Colin, take a breath. Whatever this is, it's pretty unique. I think you're being given something I never have. A chance to say goodbye. Am I right?
Do go on.
I don't think I should be here for that.
Jack, you can't leave me with him! I don't know what he is.
It's me, Colin.
Eyes. Oh, they really hurt. I need to go. But rest in peace, Mr. Colchester.
Bugger off, sunshine.
Jack!
Very cute. So, darling husband, what on earth is this all about?
No, I can't. I don't know what's... Am I hyperventilating?
Colin.
Keep away from me. Oh, wow. I'm dizzy. I think I'm... What's happening? I can hardly stay awake. Jack?
Jack? You don't need him. You've got me. Stay awake, baby.
Can't...
Wait up!
Excuse me!
Orr, lovely to see you again. How long has it been?
We were just speaking.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I get minutes and millennia mixed up. How's watching over the city going?
I don't understand anything.
Well, that's precisely why I should go. You're not going to learn if I'm always here.
But if the city's in trouble...
It's not. Not with you, Orr. Trust yourself. And trust in me, too.
What exactly am I guarding these people from?
Themselves, mainly. Look at them. The whole city is asleep, that's all. But some of them might not have chosen the safest of places to lie down.
So you want me to...
Tuck people into bed. Stop running engines and taps. Switch off any chip pans, that sort of stuff. I don't want any silly accidents.
And that's it? Seems so small.
Devil's in the detail? I think it's the complete opposite.
But what is this night sun? How does it feed off sleep?
Oh, don't worry. It's colossal and confusing and completely impossible to comprehend. Even for you. Your focus must be here, in the streets, in the shadows. You are the night, and the night is you. There's a fair few lost souls about tonight, and some more restless than others.
Still dark out here.
Yeah. Oh,
makes a change seeing who you're shagging, doesn't it? Now it's no longer one big dark room. It's nice to be choosy again. No fucking clue what day it is anymore. Are you okay, mate?
Just getting some fresh air.
Fuck me. Who broke the sun? One thing after the next. Well, I'm definitely skipping work. You needing a pick-me-up? If you do, come see me. There's some prick in there putting glitter in his G. Stay clear of him. How long have you been out here?
Feels like all night. However long that was, what is... I don't know anymore.
Tyler, right? Yeah. They said I should look out for a little cutie like you. Come back inside. Everyone else has passed out. You can stop me from getting bored.
In a bit.
You better not sleep as well.
The stuff in my system. I'll never sleep again.
That's what I like to hear. We can stay out here if you like. You want to fuck on the balcony?
Maybe.
Charming.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Chill out. I'm only teasing. I know what's wrong. You're feeling blue.
I guess.
Come downs are the worst. It's why you're out here, being a moody bitch instead of enjoying the party.
No, I'm thinking. I've got a friend who does this when he needs some, perspective. He stands outside, gets as high as possible.
Now you're talking.
Thought I just saw him, down there, staring up at me.
So... About those pick-me-ups.
There's nothing out there. Nothing. Honestly, don't know what else I can take.
Oh, Tyler. Little cutie like you. I reckon you can take a whole lot more. If you want to be all alone, that's fine by me. But think about it. This could be it. End of the world. So how will you spend your last night alive?
Fuck it. Nowhere else to go. All right, then. What have you got?
I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night is me.
Jack, still bursting in like you own the place.
Oh, you're both awake.
Nobody's sleeping on my watch. Eng, how are you feeling?
Fine, I guess. Don't know what came over me.
Hey, am I interrupting something? You two seem close.
Yeah, you can let go of my hand now, Yvonne.
Can't, sorry.
Okay.
See this? caffeine ring. Kicked in about 5 minutes ago. Normally I only wear it when I need another espresso. Now it's the only thing that's keeping us conscious.
So we have to...
Maintain bodily contact, yes.
Now that's the Torchwood I remember.
Not feeling sleepy, Jack?
Not in the slightest. Whatever's happening, it's not affecting me. The whole city's out. The streets are littered with people. Some kind of wave of narcolepsy.
Oh, and to think I thought I'd have a nice time tonight.
We need to work out what's putting everyone to sleep.
Guessing it's something to do with that dark globe in the sky.
Yes, surprisingly, we have detected that massive alien object, thanks, Jack.
Eng, run a scan.
Okay. You're going to have to walk with me.
Very well.
You want some help there?
I can type one-handed, thanks. Here we go.
If you want to be useful, Jack, you can scan to see if the object's transmitting anything.
Why? Can't you reach?
Always happy to delegate. And the only other working laptop is on the other side of the hub.
Whatever it is, it's big. Full diagnostic is going to take some time.
How long?
That caffeine ring isn't going to last forever. Not if it's fueling the two of you.
Yes, I am aware of that.
Sleep! The one thing Yvonne Hartman can't beat.
Whereas Captain Jack Harkness can?
When you've seen as much as I've seen, sometimes it feels like I'll never sleep again.
Did he just faceplant? Oh, I wish we'd been filming that.
So now it's affecting him too.
Does that mean it's getting stronger? Whatever that thing is up in the sky.
Well, the bigger question is, do we need him awake?
Yeah, annoyingly, we probably do.
Have you started the scan?
Running it now.
Okay, right. Come on, Jack. Come on. He always has required hand-holding.
Good evening. Do you mind if I move you over? Thank you. You're blocking the road, so I think I should, park this properly. Okay. Of course, if we're parking your car, I should probably do the whole road, or at least switch off the engines. Amazing how quickly this place goes back to normal. You've all jumped back in your cars, probably trying to get out of Cardiff. Can't blame you if that's true. I haven't the slightest notion if that is true, though. I have no idea what anybody is doing. And you know what? I love having no idea. This is so rare for me. Your minds are clouded in such a deep, deep sleep, and it's ever so peaceful. Oh, hello.
Only me.
Hang on, let me,
Oh, window.
I've always loved that word. Window. Window. Thought you were leaving me to it.
Tiny, lovely change of plan. Mm-hmm. Best join me outside by that cafe over there. I'll grab myself a toastie. Don't climb through the window. That's not what they're for. Door. Door. Much less poetic, but far more practical.
Quickly now. Sorry, have to go. Always wear a seatbelt.
Rise and shine, oh, Captain Harkness.
Wait, what? I was just...
Asleep, yes. Ah. Nope, sorry. Can't let you go, remember?
Oh, I didn't think I would sleep. Well, could sleep. God, there is nothing wrong with me.
Didn't say there was. Eng, is the scan ready?
A few more minutes.
What was that?
What was what?
I thought I saw... Over there.
What? In the hub?
I didn't see anything. My eyes are...
It was only for a moment. Something in here.
No, it's what's out there that's the problem. That sun in the sky.
Funny sort of sun.
But that's what it's called, I think. That, power nap. It kind of helped me remember. Oh yeah, something from long ago. Other times, other worlds. The night sun, the black heart of the sky, the eater of dreams. It puts entire planets to sleep.
And then what? Facts first, legends later. Let's get those scan results. Come on, Jack. You'll have to stand.
No, wait, just give me a minute.
If you don't get up, then I let go and you fall back to sleep. Simple as...
Okay, okay. Okay, I'm getting up.
Thank you. There you go.
I don't have to hold his hand as well, do I?
We're fine in a line. We're not playing Ring a Ring of Roses.
So, what does the scan say?
The scan says... Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, maybe it's unscannable?
Let me take a look at that.
You don't trust me.
No, the computer doesn't say it's unscannable. It says it hasn't been scanned.
Interesting.
Did you even start the scanner, Aang?
Yes!
She did. I was watching her.
Are you sure?
Say whatever it is you're thinking, Jack.
Does it need to be said?
You know what I think? The results were deleted.
I know who I'm pointing at.
You point a finger at me and I'll snap it off.
It wasn't one of us. I did see something. Something here in the hub with us.
Here we go, then.
And remember, you can't have booze with this stuff.
No, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, you've only just took it. Give it a minute. Oh, fuck, I feel good.
Nah, give me another one.
You gotta wait another half an hour yet.
What? That's shit.
Oh, this is serious stuff. You're not ODing on my watch.
And I can't even drink.
Oh, we can see if the host's got some... lemonade.
Oh, lemonade. Yeah, great. Hardcore chill out for two. I just feel... I don't know. Numb.
You want to fuck, yeah? That'd get some feeling back.
No, not in the mood. No matter how many lemonades you give me.
Okay. There's something else you can take.
What?
Oh, you've never had anything like it.
Try me.
Here.
Oh, wow. Okay, they're really blue. Are they glowing?
Want to take one of these?
What does it do?
It'll make you glow too.
No, seriously.
Come upstairs. I'll show you. Are you getting in the mood yet?
Ask me again when I'm glowing.
Bedroom's this way. You are going to feel so alive.
Colin, wake up.
Colchester, you... Oh, no, no, no.
It's a pity smelling salts went out of fashion. I was looking for that awful scented candle your cousin sent you. Could have given you a whiff of that. I don't know how long you've been out. Long enough. Well... we can just not talk, I suppose.
For a few brief seconds, I forgot you were dead.
I've been thinking about that, and I've decided it's not true.
Sorry?
If I were dead, if I were a figment of your imagination or a dream or whatever, I wouldn't be able to wander the flat while you were sleeping, would I?
I only have your word that you did.
That's all you ought to need.
Where's Jack?
Oh, yes, of course. Call for the captain.
You're just some manifestation of my guilt. You've whisked Jack away
he
and...
He whisked himself away. He couldn't get out quick enough, coward. But I'm right here.
But you're not real.
No, not this again. We've got ourselves a little challenge, haven't we? So let's help each other. You tell me how long I've been gone, how I'm meant to have died.
And what are you going to do?
Prove to you that I'm alive.
Hello? No toasties left. But that's the least of our problems.
There's something wrong, isn't there?
You are the night, and the night is you. You're starting to feel it, aren't you? Something in the city, on the loose, something that shouldn't be here.
Is it to do with that thing up there? The night sun?
No, not that. That's okay. That got permission.
Permission? From you? To do what?
Oh, it must have tagged along. A dark force hiding in the shadows. It's latched onto people. People in pain. I need you to find them, Orr.
I don't understand.
I don't need you to understand. I need you to do as I ask. That would be lovely.
Very well. How do I find this dark force?
I'll show you. Let's find a street with lots of people. This way.
Right.
I used the same boxes from when we first moved in. And you wanted me to throw them out, but I knew. I think I knew in the back of my mind. You didn't have much anyway. A whole lot of cardigans.
I like a nice cardigan.
What am I looking for, then?
It's a small silver gizmo. Looks like a novelty bottle opener.
I think I know the one.
Oh, really?
Packing you away, it became a weird ritual. What little was left, all your possessions, I placed each one in my hand, thought of all their stories. That button you never threw out, that stone you found on the beach, that dangerous-looking picnic stool. My head is bursting with all these mementos, all those memories.
Colin.
It's fine, fine. I'm fine. It's in box 6B at the back.
You've labelled them. Let me help.
No. Go sit on the sofa. I pack this up. I'm the one to unpack it.
Human beings, when they're awake, they forget they're all connected. If they looked deep inside themselves, they'd find a kind of inner, empathic compass. It leads them to love. It leads them to pain. Marvellous.
Really? I often sense people's hidden depths, but nothing so defined, nothing so directional.
Well, they don't have direction, not until they're given some. That's my forte. People of Cardiff, I need you. Well, look at that.
What are they doing? Hello? Are you okay?
They can't hear you. They're sleepwalking, not even walking, really, just...
Sleep pointing?
Your human signposts for the evening.
Are you making them do this?
I'd suggest going in that direction. Yes, that's the consensus. I'll tell you what, I'll walk with you for a bit. I find the night air so refreshing, don't you?
Do we have to keep holding our breath? There's nothing here.
Listen. Pipes have always made that noise.
The pipes didn't delete the scan.
There isn't an intruder. I think there's a more likely explanation.
I'm telling you, there was a system error.
Even more likely than that.
If there's something in here with us...
Nope, I would know.
Oh, on full alert, were you? During your little siesta.
I am on full alert now. Yvonne, the problem's staring us right in the face. The threat's right here.
I'm the threat, am I?
Jack.
Yeah, a threat. That's exactly what you are. Have you forgotten who this is, Yvonne? What she did? You never knew the real Gwen Cooper. Oh, you really missed out. And this thing destroys her life. And is she punished? No. Oh, she's given a promotion.
Eng is useful.
Is that all I am to you? Useful?
I'm defending you.
I can defend myself, thanks. I don't know what you want me to say, Jack. Yeah, I hid inside Gwen. If you knew I was out there, you'd be just as scared as me.
We shouldn't be wandering around holding hands. We need to be fighting this thing.
Right after we fought the last thing? And then what? Fight whatever comes next? We need answers.
I set off another scan.
Well, forgive me if I want to run my own.
My heads.
Oh my God.
I've loosened my grip on you two. And if you don't stop bickering, I'll ditch you both. You'll fall asleep like the rest of the city. Is that what you want?
No.
Good. So don't push me. Right. Are we wide awake and raring to go?
Oh, my head's still... Yeah, I'm fine.
Back to the scan. Keep alert. There is something in here. We'll find it.
Human beings are such elegant pointers, aren't they? To accuse, to direct, to appoint, to desire. They feel it in their very souls and it zips through the tips of their fingers.
How are they doing this? This is bizarre.
This is love. Love is bizarre.
This isn't love.
You know it is. Of all the forces in the universe, love is the most powerful, the most curious. You know that, Orr.
And yet, I can't sense anything from you.
When all this is over, I may show you my love. Would you like that?
I'm not sure.
Think about it. But I've walked with you enough. Go on, Orr. You must find whatever's troubling this city.
If I must.
So, let's see this scan.
What does it say?
You're not gonna like this.
Ooh, surprise, surprise.
What's going on?
No scan.
It must be, as you said, something came in here.
There's no one here but us.
No. Maybe if I...
The lights again.
Did you just cut the power?
Oh, Jack, I am sick of you accusing me.
Then what did you do?
I was trying to find the... I can't concentrate when you're always snapping at me.
Yvonne, use your head. Think about what she's doing.
Think about what he's doing? It's Jack. I tell you, he's so in distrust. You're better off without him.
What did I just say? Oh, this isn't working. There's only one thing to do.
Think, Yvonne.
Yvonne, please.
Look, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let one of you go.
On the bed.
Yes, sir.
Fuck, such a cutie. Is there a light or...
No, keep it off.
Tell me what you want to feel.
Anything.
I know what you need.
Yeah?
Connection.
Most people just say cock.
But that's not enough, is it? You've been here tonight for how long? You've not found anything in anyone that makes you feel alive.
Hold on, what is this? A fuck or a therapy session?
Take the blue. Trust me, because you'll feel it. Real, human connection. Oh, it'll touch the very depths of your soul.
Right, yeah, of course it will.
Don't give me your sass. Don't give me your cynicism. I know you're scared. I know you're fucking terrified.
Look, you're being a bit intense now.
Most people hate the dark. But you, you never want the night to end. Because when daylight comes, you'd have to go back to a sad, ordinary little life, wouldn't you?
Actually, just fuck off.
You wouldn't know love if it lit up the room. It's just a stranger to you. So, let's be strangers. Together.
Together? Well, if it's going to make me feel... something.
Oh, you'll feel something, all right. Take it.
So how long before... it... Whoa! That is quite the kick. Wait, where'd you go? Shit, I don't even know his name. Come in. I mean, I'm not dressed, but... Whoa! Don't worry. I've seen it all before.
I think this is it. How does it...
Give it here.
No, I'm doing this.
Then switch it on. Is it flashing?
Yep.
Point it at me. And what does the gizmo say? Colin?
What did you expect? There's no heat, no mass, no anything. I knew it. You're not there.
Show me the readings.
Here. You can't even hold it. It went straight through your hand.
No, I just...
You're really not here. Don't you see?
I guess that's proof of something. Okay, well, that's certainly not what I was hoping.
So, like, do I look okay?
Seriously, like, from behind, I can never get the right angle on my phone. That's the first thing you think of.
Well, no, it's not the first thing. It's maybe, like, top five? He was right. You're all glowing.
Not like your neon or anything. You've just got that healthy kind of glow that happy people have.
Well, you're not glowing.
Yeah, I know. So you're not doing too well then? I'd do well if I were you. I would live life to the full. I would do everything I wanted to do. Be the person that I want to be.
Alright, it's not that easy.
Yeah, I trust you to find excuses.
Hey! Confidence. That's what's sexy.
Well, I guess. You like it? Yeah. Yeah, I do actually. Do you wanna...
Fuck no. I'd never go anywhere near you.
Alright, it's no need to be a dick.
You better stay here. I'm going next door.
Why?
Because that's where the fun is. Party started again. And it's me they want to see. Not you.
Not me.
Not me either.
You're behaving like children.
What about you? Why are you above all this?
Because I'm the one with the ring. I'm keeping us awake.
Oh, right, yes, you're the leader. Showing incredible leadership, making us decide as a team who we're booting off.
I've done nothing to disrupt this. I know about the night sun. You need to keep me awake.
You've got a point.
I don't think I like this either. I hate having to rely on this technology, rely on you.
Oh, and you were doing so well. I am so tired of this.
You know what? I don't want to be kept awake anymore. You don't trust me. You don't even like me. Yvonne, if you have a flicker of doubt about me, let me go right now. Because there's only one thing that is...
Sure.
Wow.
She was right. There was a flicker of doubt.
Hey, you made the right decision.
Did I? Then what's causing that?
So, what do we do now?
Well, we've established I'm not real.
Yes.
But I'm still here.
Yes.
Oh, why did you have to kiss him? There are a lot of men in the world, Colin. A lot of very nice, attractive, perfectly acceptable men you could move on with. Men, not Harkness.
I don't know. He was just heroic.
I see.
At your memorial.
My memorial? Ouch. Liz Taylor, ouch.
He was there and I was alone and he understood and he was kind and also there was a giant slug.
Oh, the giant slug, that's what did it.
And he's always been there for me. Everyone else stopped calling but he. The whole city went blind and he came for me. And he's a good person. And you? You were dead. You still are. You're just a dream.
I don't feel like a dream. But then I guess I don't know what dreams feel like. So if I am just a dream, can we make it a good dream?
What do you mean? Tell me.
I'm starting to remember. Dying. There was a moment, the tiniest, briefest of moments, when I knew my time was up and my body just gave in.
Actually, I don't want to hear this.
But my mind was racing. And if I'm back, however briefly, I get to tell you what I was thinking. I hope you already know, but I'm here and I can say it one last time.
What do you want to say?
My last thoughts were of you, Colin. And I thought of you so much that I'm still thinking of you now. That's what I am, Hunter. A mind racing after death. That last burst of thought. I may be gone, but these thoughts carry on. And even death can't stop me telling you that you are the most beautiful man in the world. So there has to be something to that, doesn't there? Something very special indeed.
Yes.
I want you to be happy. I don't want you to be alone. If you want to be with someone, anyone, I need you to know. That's what I want for you.
What about what I want? I want you here. Back. Properly. I want to kiss you one last time.
Why don't you?
I'd reach out to hold you and my hands would go straight through you.
Maybe it was just that gizmo. Maybe I'm solid. Maybe you should risk it.
No. I know what had happened. I couldn't bear it.
Colin.
Actually, it's time you just left. We've had a lovely goodbye. A goodbye I didn't even know was possible. And that's that. We're done.
What's happening?
What the fuck do you think?
And where did you go?
Everybody loves you. Look.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Yes, mate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that really hits the spot.
Yes, Tyler.
You're really missing out, Tyler. Look at you all. God, aren't you amazing? Oh, yes. Guys, that's not me.
Well, whoever he is, he's well up for it. Not like you.
By the way, I really think I'm better at this than you. Oh, certainly better at this.
Wait, no. See, no one's missing you. Maybe you should just go.
No, this is wrong.
You want to know what's wrong? Coke bloat, limp dick, greasy hair and shit chat. And all of that is standing in this doorway and letting in a draft.
I'm not...
Guys, point to the fucking saddo in the room. Point to the one who's being shit and ruining the fun. Oh dear. Look who everybody's pointing at.
Stop it!
Just fuck off, man.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
Oh, please, yeah, please off. Stop. I'm coming down. So much guilt and shame and...
Yep, that's never going to let you go.
That is going to crush you.
Till you're nothing. You already are nothing. You've lost everything.
Oh, yes. I don't know what to do. I don't know why I'm here. I can't really breathe. Fuck. Jack, where are you? I need you. I feel so lost.
Tyler, it's okay.
What? Oh? Where did you... I'm... Fuck. What the hell? They were all... And now they're just...
Everybody's asleep. I put them all to sleep.
But... Was I dreaming?
No, I don't think so. I can still sense it. A room full of men who really didn't want Tyler Steele. Ouch.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yes, it was. The whole city's asleep, but something kept you awake.
The drugs? Or some kind of waking nightmare? Actually, I'm starting to feel... Oh God, I think I'm gonna...
Dignified.
Oh God, what the hell is coming out of me? I'm throwing up light! Blue light.
Lovely shade. Hello?
It's normally fucking bits of carrot. Oh, God. It's just floating there.
I think it's what I'm here for. This light, the way it's hanging here, it's sentient. I can sense loss, pain, all mixed up with yours.
I am never doing drugs, Egg.
I know what I have to do. Let Tyler go. He's too tired to carry you anymore. Come to me. I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night is me. Let's have some fresh air in here. Are you okay?
What was that?
I don't know. Something I had to do.
But it's inside you. Are you glowing?
I can feel a little glimmer. But I think there's more to find. Look down there, on the street.
What? What am I... Oh. Everybody's pointing. It's creepy.
They pointed me here, now they're pointing elsewhere.
No, or this is too freaky. I am so finished with tonight. Fuck. Oh, shit. I am really, really high.
Tyler, you're not well, are you?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're all empty.
Oh, I'm going through some stuff. So just let me just work it out on my own. Wow, I am so tired now.
The blue light left you, so I think it will let you rest.
Yeah, good, fine by me.
Go home. Sleep.
I've got no home. Not such. I'm kind of between residences, so...
Oh, Tyler. Sleep here. I'll be back for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, rest. I am the night, and the night is me. Let's go find the rest of you.
Go on. Go.
I'm finding it rather hard to leave.
Take your stuff, if you could pick it up. I've decided. I'm getting rid of it. This weird little gizmo, too. I don't want it in the house.
Wait. You knew where that was. You knew what box it was in.
I told you.
So that gizmo, what was its story? When you held it in your hand?
I don't know. Why?
You remember, but you don't remember. And I remembered it too. I even told you to dig it out. But now I think about it, I have no idea what it is or where it came from.
That doesn't make sense.
Isn't it convenient? A device that detects... what? Anything? Everything?
I guess.
I don't even know what it's called. And for Christ's sake, I'm calling it a gizmo. Could I be any more generic?
What are you saying?
Look, if you're just imagining me, what if you're imagining that object too? Or maybe we've been made to imagine it.
Huh?
There's something about the way it's flashing.
This blue light?
Doesn't that just mean it's working?
Yeah, but it's not working. It looks... Can a light look angry? Put it down, Colin.
Novelty bottle opener, you said?
Colin, I'm serious. I don't like the look of it anymore. Oh!
What on earth? What is this?
I don't know. Keep back.
But it feels so warm. It smells like home. All those nights I've slept alone.
Colin, snap out of it.
All I want to feel these days is something. Feel anything.
Oh.
What are you... You're choking me.
Let go of him.
Sinton, I can't breathe.
Let go of him at once.
Where are we? Level 7 must be nearby, I think.
You've no idea either. Oh, you look exhausted.
You leave me alone. I can fight this. I can stay awake.
Can you?
I've got to. This city never lets up, does it?
And you wondered why I love it here.
I could just do with one night without the world ending.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
Rojeda said... Her people had torn the rift wide open, getting away.
From their god? We dealt with that at Colchester's funeral.
Did we, though? Rojeda said now God was here, that we'd face threats unlike anything we'd ever dealt with, and that really unusual things would start to happen.
I kissed Colin tonight.
Bless, that's just living. He's going home with Andy.
Andy Davidson?
Yeah, for one normal night. Instead, I'm dead on my feet.
Oh, whoa, we should just stand still.
Oh, I've got to keep moving. It could get us at any moment. Oh, this way.
No, not that way.
It's not a suggestion.
Oh, an order. What happened to working together?
I'm trying, Jack.
Let's face it, you can't work with anyone.
This is hell. This is actual hell.
And to think, when you took over...
Don't you dare criticize me.
All those bright and marvelous plans, you've become like anyone else working for Torchwood. No plan, no scheme, fighting on, desperate and drowning.
Don't make me push you off a roof again.
Yvonne, when I fall, I get back up. What happens when you fall?
Enough. The ring's running out and you're dead weight.
Let go of me, then. You won't last long. I can feel the charge getting weaker in my hand. We're going to fall asleep, and we'll never wake up again. And you failed, Yvonne. You have failed.
I never fail.
Oh.
Sometimes it just takes a little longer to succeed. Let's finish this. I knew we weren't alone. Is this what you wanted? To get me on my own.
But of course! This way, we get to keep our date.
Get it off me! Get it off me!
Oh, I can't seem to touch it. No, it's pushing me away.
You're not real.
No. It's because the creature seems to be made of light. That's all. Doesn't prove anything.
Do something!
What do you want me to do? Wave a picnic stool at it?
This is your fault!
Colin,
You bring the monsters home, you work yourself to literal death, and it's gonna kill me too!
No!
I hate you, Colchester. I hate what you've become. I'm glad you're gone.
Look, BB, please. I am sorry.
Mr. Colchester. Mr. Colchester, are you...
Oh, what's going on?
I have no idea. How are you alive?
But I'm not. I'm just... Oh, hang on. You can see me. I thought this was Colin's dream.
No, I think it's yours.
So that means I'm... Maybe I'm not a dream. Or maybe I'm just... Colin, what happened to him?
He's safe. He's sleeping. Leave him.
What's happening tonight? Am I real?
I'm not sure. Tyler called it a waking nightmare.
Tyler? What's he got to do with it?
He was scared of being alone. What were you scared of?
The dead don't fear anything. You see that thing on the carpet? The, gizmo? Some kind of blue light came out of it.
Hang on. I can feel it. It's happening again.
That's the stuff. Now keep back.
I can handle it. It's lashing out. It just needs a new vessel. Come to me.
Oh! What are you doing?
I'm the only one who can take it. I am the night, and the night is me. There we go.
You're glowing.
I feel bizarre. But I was told love is bizarre, so perhaps this is a new form of... What was it hiding in?
Look at it. It really is a novelty bottle opener. I remember now. There was a night about 4 years back where Colin and I nearly... And I sat in a bar alone, something I never do. And this was on the table. I put it in my pocket. I don't know why. All forgotten about now.
Love never forgets.
So, what do we do?
Aren't you sleepy?
I'm just someone else's dream. And I've slept enough.
Let go of me!
No!
Why not?
Because everyone else is afraid of being alone, but not you.
Stop it!
So this must be a nightmare for you, Yvonne. Being in a room with someone who knows you, knows exactly who you are.
No, I'm not playing games.
Keeping people back, putting up a front, one that no one can see through, that no one wants to see through. Who are you really, Yvonne? Well, I know.
You're not real.
It would be unbearable if I was. You'd be screaming. But no, I'm just a dream of lovely, simple Andy, aren't I?
Yes, of course you are. Still, while you're here, you may as well know I'm going to keep going until I beat you. Because I'm Yvonne Hartman, and nothing, no one, gets the better of me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So are you holding my hand, or am I holding yours?
Is there a difference?
Shows who's in control. You've fought so long, haven't you? So hard.
Always.
You've overcome everything, even death. And now, sleep?
Obviously.
Only, that caffeine ring of yours. Now it's empty.
No.
And all that control. Look how quickly it disappears.
Don't.
Yvonne Hartman, now it's time to let you go.
Yvonne? Oh. You're okay. There's no one else here. Just you and me.
But what... What was...
If I said waking nightmare...
Yes. Yes. That just about sums it up.
Then you'd better prepare yourself.
Come out, come out, wherever you are!
What are you talking to?
Why is it not here? Wasn't there a presence, taunting you?
No. Or please, what's going on?
You're shaking.
It's too much caffeine. How's Eng?
She is unconscious.
There's a drawer full of adrenaline in medical. Should have thought of that before. Pump her full of the stuff. And Jack, too.
Jack?
Yes. Where is he?
I can't see him here. So Jack isn't here, and the blue light isn't here either.
Or I need you to tell me exactly what's going on in here.
You need to sleep.
Get the adrenaline.
I'm sorry, Yvonne. You fought enough. But it's not up to you to save the day. Not when it's night. For I am the night, and the night is me. I'm coming for you, Jack.
Here you are, Jack!
Oh, so much pain.
Ah, you've broken so many hearts. It's those blue eyes of yours, Jack. Such a bright blue.
Yes, that light's inside you too, isn't it?
Keep back. This world, it's so dark.
You're only seeing it at night.
We like the night. We are pain. We are hurt. And this old man has lifetimes, lifetimes of hurt.
Oh, don't let Jack hear you call him old man.
And the people he's hurt in turn, we live in them too.
Not anymore. I think I'm getting it. Jack was your conduit. You've used him to get to the people connected with him. Or no, the people disconnected with him.
He has hurt so many. And there is a weakness inside of him. The ultimate hurt. He may finally die.
Not on my watch. I think you're the last of the light. I've come to collect you before you cause any more pain.
We don't belong anywhere. We are alone.
Not anymore. Because no one should ever be alone. I am the night, and the night is me. I am the night, and the night...
Made you that toasty. Heaven.
I'm in a cafe.
Yes. Isn't it marvellous?
What's happening? What's been going on?
This was not a night for Torchwood. There was nothing to shoot at, nothing to fight. There are no real threats, no real answers. You were the night, and the night was you. It's all just part of the push and pull of the universe.
I want more of an explanation than that.
You know what I am now, don't you?
Yes, I have always known. But you say you are love, and I can't feel...
All in good time. I did something powerful. And for that, the cosmic scales demanded a balance. I let the night sun feast here tonight. A miracle for the dreams of a city. A fair price to pay.
But all this blue...
Yes, that's something else entirely. There was a planet made of sapphire. Beautiful. Long time ago. And its inhabitants were consumed.
So this is what's left of the planet?
This is what's left of the inhabitants. Listen. That's them singing together again. The first time in eons. Isn't that lovely? The night sun back when it was young didn't realise its own strength, poor thing. Sentient stars so rarely do. It feasted hard and swallowed their planet whole. All that survived were a few lost souls. They've been trapped with the night sun ever since, caught in its wake, a few glittering fragments of a grieving race. They reached out where they could, of course, to communicate that hurt, that pain. Tricky on a planet like this, where people's souls are lined with woe. The light needed to be gathered, to be put to rest.
And that's why you needed me, the crude vessel.
But you should be proud, Orr. You helped it reconnect. I'll find somewhere special for the light to live. A distant shooting star, perhaps.
Somewhere it can burn bright.
Very good. It is gone. As is the night sun. Away to haunt some other planet. The balance is restored. The world is a better place.
Just like that?
Just like that. Sometimes all a city needs is a good long sleep.
Oh, are you...
Rise and shine, mate. How's your head?
Do you know who I am?
No, not a fucking clue. Why did we shag last night?
What time is it?
Dunno, but the night is done.
Thank fuck for that.
Doesn't mean we have to stop, mind. We can have a breather, get a glass of lemonade and a cheeky line of Coke, then we'll get straight back to it. Get to know each other properly. What do you say to that?
Nah, not this time. I've got better places to be.
Any sign of ore?
Nope, still missing.
Let's take some time out then, and let's have a talk. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, caffeine. Just what I need.
I'm not entirely sure what we all went through last night. But one thing I do know is I completely missed my mark. I failed you, Aang. I didn't trust you.
It's fine.
No. No, it's not fine. I have no right to dismiss you like that. We are in this together. So I ask you to accept an apology and a promise to do better.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, I know we're short-staffed at the moment, but in the weeks and months to come, I... Oh!
What is it?
Oh, I've just remembered something Jack showed me in the vaults. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut myself a cigar, and then I'm going on a recruitment drive.
Everything that's happened recently...
is because of me, yes. I just can't help helping. But, as I said, these things have a balance. Don't worry, it's all taken care of. You've hardly touched your toasty.
I'm happy to help as well. But if you just explained to Torchwood what was going on. Please, show yourself to the others. I think they need to meet you.
I love your team very much. But before they can connect with me, they have to learn to connect with each other. And as we've seen tonight... Now, you and I, or we, have that connection. Do you want to stay here, with them?
Yes. I don't want to leave. They're my colleagues, my friends.
But your work here this evening demonstrated to me just how worthy you are.
Worthy? Of what?
To be more than ore. Worthy of my love. Isn't this what you want? You've felt a tiny hint of it before, haven't you?
And it was magnificent.
I wasn't lying when I told you that love is a strange and powerful thing. It's why I shield myself. If you stare into the heart of all hearts, I can't promise your survival. That's one of the things I truly can't know, but to feel my love completely. Is this what you want?
I think... it is, yes.
Very well. Or, it's time to know my love. For God is love. Beautiful. Oh, but oh dear, poor thing. I guess I'm going to have to go and find a bucket.
Colin, wake up.
What?
I was watching you sleep.
I was dreaming you...
Yes. And now... you're awake.
You're still here. I told you to leave.
And I didn't. I wouldn't.
You did.
Let it go, my love. It's been a long night, but finally the sun, the proper sun, is coming up.
Which means you'll fade away.
Very probably. If I am just a dream.
What if you're not?
Well, one way to find out. Kiss me.
I don't want to.
That's a lie. You've never really wanted to kiss anyone else.
But if you're not real...
Come closer. Find out. But... lean forward. Kiss me.
Okay.
¶¶
What's going on here?
Want to pass me that spanner, Jack?
Sure. We friends now?
Let's try and make colleagues work first.
Speaking of colleagues, remember that Ianto Jones you mentioned a while back?
What? What about him?
I've gone through his files. Excellent record, attendance, brains. The kind of person Torchwood needs. It's time he returned.
What? No!
And this paradigm projector was just gathering dust, so let's give it a whirl. What's a good period to pull him from? His time at Torchwood 1, Torchwood 3...
No! You're not doing this to him. He's not coming back.
If we just... Here it goes.
No, not today, not ever. Stop this.
Jack, stand down.
What have you done? It's not switching off. On. On. No.
Oh, God.
Oh, hello. Are you Ianto?
Ianto Jones?
Oh, dear. The looks on your faces. No, I'm not your little tea boy.
Then who the hell are you?
Norton Folgate, Torchwood 1950s. Here to let you know that the world's about to end. So come on, chop chop. I thought you lot were meant to be ready.
You have been listening to Torchwood, God Among Us, Volume 1. Future Pain was written by James Goss, The Man Who Destroyed Torchwood by Guy Adams, See No Evil by John Dorney, and Night Watch by Tim Foley. Captain Jack Harkness was played by John Barrowman, Yvonne Hartman, Tracy Ann Oberman, Eng, Alexandria Riley, Mr. Colchester, Paul Clayton, Orr, Samantha Bayart, Tyler Steele, Johnny Green, Andy Davidson, Tom Price, with Rhys Williams, Kai Owen, and Gwen Cooper, Eve Miles. God was played by Jacqueline King, Colin Colchester Price, Ramon Tickerham, Ro Jeddah, Rachel Atkins, Sally, Laura Singleton, Brent Hayden, Tom Forrester, Brent's mum, Karen Ellie. Shopper, Ree Richards. Policewoman, Melanie Stevens. Policeman, Adam Turns. Tim, Johnny Smith. David, Connor Calland. Scott, Justin Davies. Chip, Dominic Thorburn. And Norton Folgate, Samuel Barnett. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The sound designer was Steve Foxen. Composer, Blair Mowat. Producer, James Goss. Script editor and director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.
So hello, it's me again, Scott Hancock, and I'm joined at the moment by...
Alex Riley. Samantha Bayart.
Johnny Green.
Welcome back, everyone. This is quite exciting. This is the first time I've had all three of you together in a room, I think, ever.
Yeah, ever the three of us.
Oh, yeah, at the same time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because actually, Alex and Johnny, you started your Torchwood journey here in Cardiff for the very first day. Mm-hmm. But actually, you've never met since.
No. We've never recorded together since. Well, we did a little shoot, little photo shoot.
We did. No, that was the same day, though.
That was September 2016,
Wow.
So it's been over 18 months.
18 months, yeah.
Is it weird? Because you've obviously you've played lots of scenes together as the characters in coffee shops in box set 2 and stuff like that. It's sort of nice to be playing scenes opposite each other again.
It's nice to have each other to feed off now, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Although I must say that because there's quite a distance between when we record and when it comes out, you forget that you actually were never in the same room as this other person.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a testament to your editing skills, I think. Because you go, that was all right. We never met. That came out all right, didn't it?
I forget entirely. I'm convinced that people have...
I don't know, your memory's pretty good.
But yes, all very exciting. And of course, this is sort of the first time we've had you back since they've all been released.
Yeah.
And how have you found... listening and the response from listeners.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, actually. Nerve-wracking a little bit as well. As to when, you know, when it everything was to come out and then coming back and even playing the character and knowing that other people don't like me anymore. It's been really nerve-wracking. I didn't realise that I would be quite nervous about it, but...
I think just before the release of the first one, I remember getting a text going, oh, my God, they're going to
they're
hate
going
me.
To kill me, yeah. But it was not. But the response has been great, though. It's been, like, if anything, it's, like, drummed up more excitement and more sort of Torchwood does it again. So it's been great. It's been really good. Yeah. So I feel really relaxed in that manner, but it's fun now to have it all out in the open and
come back
this
knowing
character.
How it's been received and
so it's nice,
definitely. Get a little insight into the world of it, because we recorded it so long ago, as I just said, September 2016, and then when they come out, when they first come out, there's
I think September last
year.
So,
because I remember being really excited about it and not knowing when it was going to come out. And then by the time it came around, it was like, oh, my God, wow.
I know.
And it was a year ago and you think, oh, God, how much has changed in a year? Would I do this differently? I know. Or would I do...
Introduce you to the world of fan art and fan fiction.
A whole new world.
Thank you for that.
I saw an illustration of Orr, which is awesome.
Oh.
Because Orr can be anything.
Yep.
But probably not as interesting as the pictures of you.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm still in shock. We're having this conversation too early. I'm still like...
You were so excited last
night
when
buzzing.
We first told you.
I was buzzing. The idea of someone not drawing me and stuff. Yeah, I was buzzing.
Brilliant.
And you saw some of them.
Sweet.
It's a depiction of Tyler, not you.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
People's
idea
of Tyler Steele. Mm-hmm. Very interesting to see.
So, yes, listeners, you may have noticed a slightly awkward edit point there. This is our last day with you guys on this box set.
Already.
We've thrown quite a lot at you. Have there been any particular favourite scenes or things we've asked you to do?
Just a gear shift in Orr, generally being more confident because Orr's now best buds with God.
Yeah.
It's been great. Still don't know what's going on. Love it.
You are the knight and the knight is you.
I mean, I'll stick with that.
And Enka's sort of dropped the mask now.
Yeah, what's been really nice, actually, seeing a more sort of vulnerable side because especially, I'm trying to think what we've recorded now.
Well, with God coming back, and
that whole story coming out as well. So that's been really nice to explore, rather than just having to put on Gwen. So it's been nice.
Just sort of adopt that character, yeah. Johnny, anything memorable you've done?
Well, yeah, memorable's definitely the word. episode 4 was just a treat to record, it really was.
But when we did the War Master stuff, you said you enjoyed playing opposite yourself.
Are you becoming typecast?
That was actually really fun.
No one else will work with him, so we just have to write scenes where he acts opposite himself.
Yeah. Very, very interesting, very enjoyable. And it just is never dull.
It's never dull.
You never pick up a script and know what's going to happen, and you have to take it all in your stride. Very enjoyable.
I was going to say, is there anything, talking of not knowing what's going to happen, is there anything you'd like to see happen in the next few box sets?
I always say careful what you wish for.
You're in a bucket.
I know I'm in a bucket at the moment, so I'm not going to...
You felt God's love and just,
Can I come back? Please, I'm not
dead.
I'd
imagine so.
Okay, thank you. That's what I want.
That's what you want.
I want to come back for the rest of the box set.
Yeah, but then look at Paul Clayton, you know.
What's going on?
He's dead.
I don't know. Is he?
For Tyler, I'd love there to be an incident with a monster or some, you know, a scary situation where he doesn't crumble just at some point during it. I'd love him to be, like, in control and maybe do it himself. Do you know what I mean?
Right. No one wants that.
No.
It's not going to happen, is it? And every time I kind of go, come on. Yeah.
Tell you what, if someone illustrates it, we'll record it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
A competition, yeah. If someone draws a good picture, we'll just make up a scene.
We've already done the chemsex orgy, listeners. Yes. That's been done.
Dear Lord.
I'd like Aang and Gwen to team up. Have a little spin-off.
It's the obvious thing, just sort of, yeah, a confrontation with
Gwen.
Eve, yeah.
The Gwen-ing.
Nothing would get recorded. Yeah.
Or it'd just be a comedy podcast.
That's it, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for
Thank you.
Talking to us. There will be more along the way.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.